Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on Robert Daly, D-A-L-Y. Robert Daly was seen on 11/16/23 by Dr. Recant, R-E-K-A-N-T, period. He described acute and continued complaints of right middle finger, pain, swelling, stiffness, secondary to a crush injury while working on 11/15/23 as a longshoreman. Pretty was seen at Jefferson Emergency Room where laceration and distal phalanx fracture were noted and splinted. His past medical history was otherwise non-contributory. Dr. Recant found dorsal longitudinal laceration about the right middle finger overlying the distal phalanx with no signs of infections. There was ongoing swelling and stiffness with limited range of motion, particularly at the DIP joint. Paired x-rays of the right middle finger noted a longitudinal split displaced fracture of the distal phalanx. Paired Dr. Recant rendered diagnoses of right middle finger displaced distal phalanx fracture, comma, right middle finger dorsal laceration, and right middle finger crush injury. They discussed treatment options, including intramedullary nailing of the fracture. A quick dash instrument was completed but not tallied. New paragraph. He was then seen by Dr. Steinberg on 11/17/23, having been to the emergency room on 11/15/23. Dr. Steinberg performed fluoroscopic images to include obliques and laterals in which the fracture could not be seen and the bone was aligned. However, AP imaging of the finger on the cell phone showed an oblique non-displaced fracture of the distal phalanx. Dr. Steinberg diagnosed crush injury of the right middle finger with non-displaced distal phalanx fracture. They talked about treatment options, both conservative and surgical in nature. There are black and white copies of x-ray images that are difficult to identify fine detail. However, at the distal phalanx of the long finger was what appeared to be a split longitudinal fracture, not encompassing the entire length of that part of the finger. New paragraph. He was also seen by physician assistant BAD AWI on 12/6/23 at Penn Medicine. X-rays demonstrated non-displaced fracture at the distal phalanx. Ongoing exams showed mild swelling of the right middle finger with soft pulp. There was some sublingual hematoma, which was minimally tendered. He had some superficial abrasions and skin flap volarly, which is healing well. He had good finger extension against gentle resistance and was able to move the PIP joint. He was seen at Penn Medicine again through 1/3/24 by Dr. Steinberg and his resident. He cleared the claimant to return to work the following day. X-rays demonstrated maintenance of the fracture fragments with no change in position. He understands this may eventually calcify with time or could represent a fibrous union. Period exam found good range of motion with no tenderness about the bone with no instability. Period range of motion was full. Period there was slight prominent scarring of the skin or subcutaneous tissue at the volar DIP flexion crease. Period. He has no complaints of bony pain and is not really bothered by some volar scarring under the IP flexion crease. Period. He was hopeful to return to work the following day and, as noted above, was clear to do so. Period. Next section, findings and conclusions. On 11/15/23, Robert Daly's right index and middle fingers sustained a crush injury while at work. Period. He was seen at the emergency room and shortly thereafter had follow-up care. Period. He rapidly was seen by a hand specialist named Dr. Steinberg. Period. He rendered ongoing conservative care and followed x-rays on a serial basis. Period. At the conclusion of treatment, there was likely a fibrous union of the fracture. Period. He was given treatment instructions for his scar. Period. However, he was eager to return to work and was clear to do so. Period. The index finger's treatment was conservative in nature and secondary to the long finger. Period. New paragraph, I will rate this case with the sixth edition. For the right index crush injury and laceration, as well as the middle finger crush injury with distal phalanx fracture, with an excellent clinical and functional result. Period. And that is the end.